Okay, this is Wolf today, 24th of September 2014, and this is the most renowned place we know here in the Bay Area. It's Google headquarters, and we have Richard here, who has been so passionate to talk about his view, how the news gathering and all the rest of it is going to be in the future, that we have the chance to speak to him ourselves. Richard, just present yourself.
Sure. I'm Richard Gingras. At Google, I oversee Google News and various other efforts relating to how we surface important information to our users. And I'm one who's indeed very passionate about the future of news and always looking forward to opportunities to speak with publishers and editors about how we navigate that future together.
And today you invited the whole group of German editors. Why?
Because I think it's very important for all of us to talk. You know, again, I think the future of journalism is a very rich one. I'm extremely optimistic about its future. I think, in fact, we're at the beginnings of a renaissance in creativity in journalism. But clearly, at the same time, it's challenging for traditional publishers who've had to go through the disruptions of change. And so I always feel it's incredibly important on both sides to talk. I learn from publishers every time I talk with them, and hopefully I can give them a sense of our perspective and a technologist's perspective on how the ecosystem is changing.
In spite of our passion for a job, I think we have not only common sense on what we're doing, we have differences because of the different cultures we're in. So what is compatible to the US culture and what will be different?
Sure. I mean, clearly there are cultural differences in everything from, you know, audience interests, you know, standard mores about approaches to media and consumption of media, differences in business models. You know, as an example, in the United States, the business models for newspapers were much more biased towards advertising revenue, whereas in Europe, typically circulation revenue is the more dominant source of revenue. So yes, there are differences, which of course it makes it even more important that we engage so that we can understand these differences from our perspectives at Google to continue to help us evolve our approaches to our products. No, I'm my passion and my belief in the future of journalism is in a sense a mathematical one. You know, it begins with the openness of the internet itself. Right, we have many more people, we have exponentially more people participating, expressing themselves than ever before in the history of mankind. Now, I'm not saying that all of that new expression is good, but I will say that the percentage, there's a rather constant percentage of wheat versus chaff. So I would say even in this new ecosystem today, there's largely more good content than we've ever had available to our societies before. So the fact that it's accessible, the fact that it's comparatively low cost to produce content and distribute it, the fact that we have new tools available to do interesting things like data journalism, all of these things contribute to my very strong belief that the future of news will indeed be better than its past, and I think in many degrees already is better than the past.
But today we are not in Hollywood, and we are at Google headquarters, and there are some major challenges to be met in the next couple of years. Can you name one of those, or two maybe?
Well, I think the main challenge, particularly on the publishing side of the equation, is how do we create in our companies cultures of innovation? Because the fact is, not only has the world changed dramatically with the introduction of the internet and its associated technologies, but it's continuing to change rapidly. You know, anyone who thinks that we're simply going through a period of change where things will then settle down is going to be disappointed. We're going through constant change. And so that means, how do we develop cultures of employees who are comfortable being innovative or comfortable taking risks? How do we create cultures where we're comfortable with them making mistakes and feel that that's a good thing as long as we've learned something from it? So I think of all the challenges, yes, we can talk about how do we create right business models, how can we create right products. To me, it all comes down to the notion of, can we create cultures of personnel who can innovate us into the future?
Richard, after all the challenge, let's get a little reward, and I get a little reward to you as well. I give you 1 minute or two, and just you say what you still have to say to us in your heart, in your mind, in your perspectives, in your dreams, whatever you want.
Well, you know, I'll sort of touch on my own past. Often when I speak to groups, I point out that you know, I've had somewhat of a unique career history in that I've largely worked in the in areas of new technology. I've been working in the online space for 35 years. But what I point out is that the biggest difference between me and the folks in the audience is I've had the opportunity to make more mistakes than anyone else. And I think that's really key because, you know, I'm not saying I like making mistakes. Those mistakes have been painful. But what my career has proven is that you can make mistakes and learn from them and move forward and find other paths to success.
Richard, without any further ado, just saying thank you for this exquisite note from your side.
Thank you.